What you can do to promote equality. Social media offers a set of tools for communication, framing and reframing, building a movement, organizing and changing popular culture. Like any other tool, social media has its advantages and disadvantages when it comes to racial equity work. One notable advantage is that it allows people to send out messages to their network of followers and interrupt cultural racism when they see it occurring. However, one drawback of social media is that it is difficult to control how others perceive your message or whether or not your message achieved the desired impact. The anonymity of social media may also expose activists to bullying, hate speech, and anonymous racists. Fortunately, nowadays, social media networks have built-in features that can protect users against discrimination and harassment online. These features include blocking abusive accounts, reporting discriminatory posts, and muting other users. One of the best ways to share information about race and racism is through your social media account. Your account will give you the platform to educate, inform, and challenge your friends and family about race, privilege, white supremacy, and many other race-related concepts. Your message can also be liked and shared, thereby expanding its reach and influence online. Here are a few tips that you can use when spreading the word about equality and anti-racism on social media. Combine your digital channels. Consider using various social media channels to spread the word about equality and anti-racism. This is especially important when one of your goals is to direct your social media followers to a website, blog, or relevant link. Figure out your main goal. Take time to work out your main goal for your digital strategy. Are you looking to raise awareness for a campaign? Are you looking to increase the number of visitors on your anti-racism blog? Your main goal will set a clear target for you and ensures that your content serves its purpose. Search for your desired audience. The best way to find your ideal follower is to create a fictitious follower, detailing the profile and characteristic of this individual. You can start out by giving them a name, age, income bracket, neighborhood, family size, educational background, ambitions, and so on. Remember that different people prefer to use different social media channels. Therefore, for each follower you create, identify the ideal social media channel that the individual will use to make sure you have an account on the platform. Create a content plan. A solid content plan will help you deliver engaging information that your audience loves to see and share. Generally, your content must align with your overall message or goal and should be appropriate for various channels you are using. Use neutral language. You want your social media content to reach out as many people online as possible. In order to do this, you must avoid language that is biased toward any particular social grouping. Share multiple perspectives. Include content from a wide range of people and perspectives. One of your goals in sharing anti-racist sentiments and posts will be to educate your followers on race-related issues. To achieve this goal, you will need to include as many diverse opinions and arguments that will ultimately change your followers to form their own conclusions. Remove offensive comments from your posts. If your post receives any foul or hateful comments, remove these comments so that people know that you do not tolerate any kind of abusive behavior on your personal profile. Engaging in a debate or argument with a hateful individual may be taken as validation for the commenter, and this may attract similar types of people with similar intentions to your profile.